there, and welcome to another episode of Shouting in the Evening, brought to you by the Scheidt International Theatre Company. Please make yourselves comfortable. The performance is about to begin.
Well, isn't this nice? Or not nice. Interesting, anyway. I see here that you're running some kind of experiment. I suppose it's okay to experiment on people now, is it? Then again, talking can't hurt anyone, can it? So you want to know all about me, do you? What I eat, what I think, what I've done, who I hate, when I shit, when I fuck. I apologise for my language, that wasn't very nice, was it? Perhaps I'm trying to get some kind of reaction. Perhaps I'm running an experiment of my own. I gather it's all very confidential. No names, no pack drill, as they say. Fine by me. You probably think you've met people like me before. Yes and no. I may look just like everyone else. I may have one of those faces that blends in with the crowd. But the truth is... well, I'm getting ahead of myself. I know what you're expecting. Hours and hours of me pouring my heart out on tape. I'll start off talking about random, boring things and end up baring my soul to you. You're probably hoping for some tears and a shocking revelation or two. You're half right. You see, I don't do emotion. I don't mean I'm stunted or like to play hard to get. It's more than that. I don't do emotion. I see it all around, but it just washes over me like a wave of dirty water. I wade through people's emotions every day, and it can be very tiring, you know? What am I saying? Of course you don't know. You're obviously a melting pot of emotions yourself, or you wouldn't be doing this course, running this experiment. You care. You need to know what makes people tick. Well, I can tell you what makes people tick. Greed, anger, lust, and every other dirty little impulse that crosses their brains. They're like monkeys fighting over the last banana. It's really quite amusing sometimes. It's actually all too easy to get inside their heads, to predict what they'll do, to see just how far they'll go. If you take away something they love, they'll do anything to get it back. At least that's what they say. But when you give them the choice, they'll choose themselves every time. Survival beats everything else. They go on and on about this cosmic bond that links partners and offspring to each other for life, forever, until death. But in the right circumstances, parents will happily climb over their own children to escape the raging fire. Or wives will shoot their husbands between the eyes if it means they get to go free. Basic, animal, survival. Nothing wrong with that. I just wish they'd stop dressing it up as anything else. This is probably not what you were expecting, is it? Not quite what you had in mind. A little more than you signed up for, perhaps. Tough shit. I suppose you know all about those murders in town. Been going on for years, apparently. Is that why you started this little project of yours? Are you working with the police to try to find out who's responsible? Or is it just so you can reach out to your fellow human beings and give everyone a great big therapeutic hug, get all those nasty negative emotions out, and fill yourselves up with pretty, glowing, rainbow-coloured happiness? Good luck with that. Did you know... not all psychopaths are murderers, and not all murderers are psychopaths. Traditionally, psychopaths tend to lack empathy, guilt, or remorse. They're also usually pathological liars. Same goes for murderers. So, if I tell you that I'm the murderer, do you believe me or not?
That was Trust Me. Written by Ali Gallo and starring John Harper. Thanks go to our esteemed technical wizard, Ian, for sound manipulation and button wrangling. Join us again next week for another Shouting in the Evening production. Cheerio!